Kitchen Tune-Up can tune-ify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
No, we love our cars around here. We love our car shows, and there are so many of them in the summertime. And the biggest one, I think, has become Main Street Memories. Ron Stewart on the line to tell us all about what they've got planned for this fifth annual Main Street Memories car show. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, thanks. Looking forward to July 31st. That's going to be a big day, and a lot of changes this year for Main Street Memories.
Oh, yes, there is. I mean, the biggest change is the fact that we've moved down to Atchison Ventures. We'd like to thank them for that. We have 20 acres of lawn property to put our show on, plus a huge area for sponsors and vendors. And, yes, we have a lot of good things to talk about here.
Well, what a great venue for this car show down at Vantage Point. I do have to ask, though, about the gravel lot. Do you have any concerns about that? And do the people that want to participate have questions about driving their priceless beauties down there?
No. So, number one, we're strictly on the grass. We will not be putting any cars on the gravel or near the gravel. But working with Atchison Ventures, they plan on a few days beforehand grading all the gravel area and then doing a heavy chloride on everything to keep the dust down. Plus, part of the Desmond Landing down there has now been blocked off also, so there won't be traffic through that. So we feel fairly confident that dust is going to be to an absolute minimum.
Well, you're going to have just a beautiful spot to display all those cars. How many cars are you expecting this year?
Oh, we're anticipating over 800 cars this year.
Wow.
People want to get out and show their cars. Yes, over 800. We're growing about 40% a year.
It certainly seems to be. And obviously, last year, you couldn't have a Main Street Memories car show. And yet, even though it wasn't really organized or planned, people still came down on that last Saturday in July, didn't they?
Yes, there's people downtown in July. And then in September, we held a impromptu car show down there also, and we had about 200 cars show up there. So yeah, both July, the last Saturday, there's a lot of people downtown, and then when we had a show in September, it was a lot of people showing up.
Ron, where do these people come from? I mean, a lot of them are from the greater Port Huron area, but they come from all over too, don't they?
Yes, and unfortunately this year with the Canadian Bridge, the Blue Water Bridge being shut down, we're going to lose 100 to 200 people, but we're having people 2.5-3 hours away. We got them coming from all over Michigan, Ohio. We got people traveling and spending the night to be here.
What is it about this car show that brings people from such a great distance?
Well, number one, it's a charity event. You know, our benefactors, the Council on Aging. It's a non-judge show. We have the best goodie bags in the area. We're giving away over $20,000 in giveaways between goodie bags and door prizes and giveaways at the end of the show and raffles. So, I mean, it's just a nice thing to come down and relax and not worry the stress of having your car all shined up to be judged.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. A lot less pressure and a lot more fun, right?
Yes. I mean, some of the other things we're having this year, we got a vendor alley with over 30 displays. We have a food court featuring some of our local restaurants and local food trucks, a monster truck display. We're having shuttles running through downtown all day long. Our biggest thing is that we have a Cackle Fest, and this is featuring Leverage Racing Group. We have an 11,000 horsepower NHRA top fuel dragster and some vintage dragsters there, and they're going to be firing them bad boys up at about 1 o'clock, making all kinds of noise for everybody. And then let's not forget the farmer's market that's going to be down there also.
Boy, oh boy, it sounds like just a great day. And, I don't want to jinx it by talking too much about the weather, Ron, but but it's always been so nice down there, hasn't it?
Yes. We've been fortunate for the last 4 years, 5 years, of having great weather. And we're looking forward to having it again. That's the nice thing about July. By that time, things are pretty much settled down.
Yeah. There are so many car shows around Port Huron, big and small. This is really the big one, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, and we'd like to give a shout out to our two major sponsors, our presenting sponsor, Moran Automotive and Foam All Spray Insulation. Without them, it makes it harder to hit the budget and be able to put on an event like this. I mean, we have a lot of smaller vendor or sponsors too, but those two coming on board as presenting sponsors just really helped us out.
Main Street Memories, Wheels on the Waterfront this year down at the Atchison Ventures property. You expect about 800 cars. I wouldn't be surprised. This really does seem to have grown by leaps and bounds. When you first started this, Ron, did you anticipate it growing this much, this fast?
I anticipated growing this much, but not this fast. I mean, I've never held back that we're chasing after Frankenmuth, who has 30-some years on there. I don't know if you've ever been there, but, you know, they have 5,000 cars in town for the weekend. You know, it's going to take us a while to get there, but, no, to grow this fast, no. We did not anticipate this.
But is that kind of the goal, to make this an event that people from all over the state are going to want to say, hey, this is the weekend to come to port here in Michigan,
yes,
to see all these cars?
Yes, you know, and we highlight the downtown businesses. We highlight the Blue Water area. There's a lot more around here to do after the car show is done. There's things to see, places to go. And working with the DDA and local places around, we want to make this a two-day, three-day event. You know, have a lot of good things. Keep people here in Port Huron for the weekend.
Makes perfect sense to me. What do people need to do if they're thinking about participating this year? You know, they don't just want to come down and look, but they've got a car that they'd like to show off. What do they need to do?
So you can go onto our website, MainStreetMemoriesPH.com, and pre-register online and pay through PayPal, or you can send us a check. Pre-registration is open till July 3rd. And the first 300 pre-registered get these awesome goodie bags that we give away. Like I said, they're probably the best goodie bags in the area by far. We have a lot of good things in them. But, yeah, pre-registration by July 3rd. We also have been at local car shows and cruises, handing out flyers, and just talking and mingling with the people, promoting the show.
All right, very good. It's always the last Saturday in July. This year it'll be July 31st,
yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. Look forward to it.
Yep, and also with our website, there's a lot more to see, a lot of information on there, too, just to give you a few hotel accommodations and whatnot like that. So spend some time on the website and check it out.
All right, will do. Ron, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much. We'll see you down there on July 31st.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.